Welcome back, everybody. We return for another series of Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. It is closer than Shloshim Yom, in this case, to Hanukkah. But nevertheless, we will attempt in the next week or so to go through the laws of Hanukkah. So again, we are learning from the Sefer Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, and we are on page Kuf Ayin Hey, where the Halachas of Hanukkah begins. As we know, on the 25th of Kislev is when the 8 days of Hanukkah begin. What is the reason for this chag? So we all know that during the time of Vayesheni, Antiochus was the Melech of the Greeks, and he ruled over Israel, but Gazra, Alayim, Zeros, and he had many decrees of Bitol Dos. I mean, he made us give up our religion. But he didn't allow us to learn Torah. And the non-Jews took our money and our daughters, and they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and they were matamia. This was a big distress for the Klal Yisrael. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on us, and he saved us. V'gavu b'nei chashmonei ha-kohanim adidol v'harglis ha-yavanim, and the b'nei chashmonim were victorious. Hoshiva Yisrael mi-yadam and saved the Jews. At chaza, where Malchus the Yisrael, and the kingdom returned to Yisrael, Yetzar al-Masayim shena al-Khorban le-Shimi, and for another to roughly 200 years until the second Khorban. Also, Yom Shagavu Yisrael, I mean, what was the day when Yisrael was victorious? That was the 25th of Kislev. No, when they went down to the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't find any shemen that was tahar. Only one small jar that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It only had enough to light for one night. And Hashem made a miracle that shall last for 8 days. Until they were able to get new olives and to produce more oil. So because of these miracles, again, the miracles of the victory and the miracle of the Pach Shemen, Chazal determined that these 8 days starting on Chafei Kislev should be days of Simcha and Halal. It's called Chanukah because on the 25th, Chanu, they rested on the 25th. So in addition to just the mitzvah of Simcha and Halal, they made the Tekana Drabbanan that we should light the mirrors on the openings of our houses for all 8 days, to publicize the names. Now, the poor people have the minhag to go around to collect them. These are days that are special, that we can be misakin ourselves through the mitzvah of tzedakah. So the aniyim are looking specifically during these dates. These are days of simcha. You can't have any eulogies and you can't fast. So if someone is a yurtay for a father or a mother, you're not allowed to fast. And if a person gets married on Chanukah, you don't fast, even though normally on the day of one daughter you do fast. You have to have another one because you weren't supposed to fast. So if it doesn't count, you have to make it up. They must be the Melech Chacham. The only exception to when you can give a hesped is to a Talmid Chacham in his presence. Gami Nom Tzedekadin Ofila Chacham Bafanav. We know the part of the burial process is the process called Tzedekadin, and that we don't do even for a Chacham in his presence. Esham Shagam Yom Shalafnei Chanukah also Betanis, and some say even at Erev Chanukah you're not allowed to fast. Atiknu Isra Tanis Be'erev Chanukah Deil Chadik Isra Tanis B'Chanukah Atzmo. Because they say that they were misaking not to fast Erev Chanukah, but that should be a way of strengthening the Isra of Tainus on Chanukah itself. They claim Gazer Shalasos Tainus Shibur B'Yom Shalach of Chanukah, and we also don't make a special public fast on the day after Chanukah. But an individual is allowed to fast the day after. So again, we don't fast the day before or the day of Hanukkah. The day after, you just can't have a public fast, but an individual can. But you can have a eulogy on the day before or the day after. And you do tzedekah. Okay. We know that this is one of the main differences between Hanukkah and Purim. That on Purim, the main mitzvah is to have a suda. So technically, Chazal did not make any real takana of an obligation to have a suda. Because the main gezerah on the Jews at the time of Hanukkah was a ruchnis one. It was on our neshama, and not on our physical goof. They wouldn't have asked us for more. They would have been happy with that. Therefore, it's only a ruchnius in that regard. And therefore, we dive and we praise and thank Hashem. Meaning, they wanted to take us away from serving Hashem. He saved us. So we thank him, and we have this special tefillah of halav hodah to thank him for saving us and to allow us to go back to serving. Even though there's no formal obligation, it's nice to add a little bit to have more sudos on Hanukkah. Because since the non-Jews were matame the Beis Hamikdash, and now we were kind of the Hashanah when they took it over, we had the Chanukah Sabayis, was a day of Simcha, so it's nice to have Sudas anyway. Again, not an obligation, but not. Now again, Momer's Mirza says, Shabbos is Sudas from Avim Biyam Meidl, but Tzio Zevah, they have a Sudas Mitzvah. And in the minhag is to sing and to say zmiros and shvachos at these meals that you do have on Hanukkah, and with that combination, it is definitely considered a sudas mitzvah. It's just not an obligation. Turn the page. Yes, omen. She yes la'achol gzina b'chanukah. So the minhag of milchak on Hanukkah. Hatam afisha nasa hanis b'chalov, because the miracle started with milk. The Yehudis baschi ochanan koin gadol hechil gzina b'rosh atzurim k'deis sheyitzma. Every year, I mean, the famous story of Yehudis, this daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who fed the general a lot of cheese till he got thirsty. She fed him wine, and then kashenirdem chatchas rosh, and then she ended up beheading him. Also leave Shalim, and she brought it to Shalim, his head. And then when the Greeks saw that their big general was killed, they ran away, and that was the beginning of the end and the beginning of the salvation to the Jews. Good. So the minhag, the minhag of all 8 days is that we say the tefillah of Al Hanisim in benching by the bracha of Nodalacha and Amodim. Because the main idea of Hanukkah is thanking Hashem. These are brachos of hodah, all bracha of benching and all bracha of modim. Gam b'musaf shel Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, tzarech lahazkir shel Chanukah, af al pi shemusaf einu bo b'shvil Chanukah. So on the days of Musaf on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh, even though those are not said, those tefillos of Musaf are not said for the sake of Chanukah, meaning they're made for the said because of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, nevertheless we mention Chanukah and we say Alan Yisim in those. The virchas mein shalos, when you make the bracha mein shalos al nechi al kefen im al eight im as kirin shal Chanukah kol. You don't mention Chanukah at all. Im shachah huomer al nisim. So what happens if you forget al nisim? Im mazuda. So you don't go back to repeat it. Bein brachas mazuda bein mitzvila. Whether you're benching or davening, you don't repeat it. You go ma'akum and nisker kolim shamayz Hashem shachasim asbev har bracha. But let's say you're in the middle of davening and you realize it before you finish the bracha. Yomer, so you should go back and say it before you say the bracha. In this and here he's talking about benching also. And you should go back, and if you realize it afterwards, the bracha. So when you get to that bracha of Harachaman, Yomer Harachaman is a special Harachaman. You should say Yasal Nisim. That's why we're doing these special Nisim. She's the level sitting down on him, just like he did it for them, and that day be a main master shell, and so on, and so she used to do for us. It's feeling Yomar also Badech for Kasha clothing here about him. And that same Harakaman, you can say at the very end of Davening, after the last bracha, before the Yehirat. Hamakim is Bala Arvishalil Echad. So that happens if you daven early. Hamakim is Bala Arvishalil Echad. So the first night of Hanukkah, you start davening before the stars come out. Yomar Alanisim, you say Alanisim anyway. Dechashu Kvar Balayoli Nitzvila. Because since you're davening, it's early enough to daven, or late enough to daven, however you put it. Since it's enough time for it to be considered nighttime for davening, you could say Alanisim, even though it's still earlier. Misha Achol Suda Erev Chanukah. Let's say you're eating a meal Erev Chanukah. And now, Nimshu Sudas Balayla, and the meal continued into the night. So do you say Alanisim? If you eat bread at night, Maskir is Chanukah for Berachas HaMazon. Then you should say it. Ach, Misha Achol B'Shabbos. But what happens if you're eating on Shabbos? Erev Chanukah. So if it falls out, Erev Chanukah, it is on Shabbos. So now you started your Shalosh Shudas when it was not Chanukah, and now you're finishing it after Shabbos, which is Chanukah. So what do you do? You didn't bench it, now it's nighttime. Yomer would say, below Alanisim. So you should only say, you can't do both. On the one hand, you might say, well, you know we have to say Ritzei, because that's what we do every Shabbos if we have Birchas, if we have Shalosh Shudas, and even though we went till after Shabbos, we still say Ritzei, the meal started before. But based on what we just said, we would have said Alanisim, but you can't do both. It's a steer, a contradiction, because you can't be Erev Chanukah and Chanukah at the same time. And was Shabbos was Erev Chanukah. So what do? You say only Ritzei, not Alanisim. Why that? I feel an imshchol, even if this is at night, you still only Ritzei. Yishum shechov of Alanisim beberachas HaMazon ein rishus, because the mitzvah to say Ritzei is an obligation to say Ritzei. And Alanisim is just a strong minhag to do this. As we just said before, if you forget it, you don't go back. Right? Ritzei on Shabbos and benching, you do go back. So therefore, that's a stronger obligation, and therefore you say Ritzei. Yisha achol suda b'yom ches. Let's say it's the last day of Hanukkah. The lo beirich l'rechaz amazon al alayla. Now it's nighttime and you're still eating. Yomar alanisim b'rechaz amazon. You still should say alanisim, even though the nighttime is here, and technically Hanukkah is over, you started beforehand. Tfilas hayomar. Close when it's in Hanukkah, go on with a halal. All you just say a full halal. Yisha b'chol yom nosach chadash, nis chadash, because each day there was an addition to the nis. Achar ha'olom chanti kadosh, when you say chanti kadosh, chutz mirshchodesh tevis v'shabbos chanukah sh'azom ha'kadosh tiska. Okay, except for Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos, because then it's a full kadosh. But normally after halal you say a half kadosh. Nechu glach lonim yish l'kros halal b'leis ava. What happens in the house of an ava l'olinu? So do you say halal or not? That's a difference of opinion. But ava atmo v'ada l'olim also, but the actual ava, the mourner, he himself certainly doesn't say it. The only shaila is everybody else. I'm as follow base avo of a local halal. So you davened in the base level, and the minhag there was not to say halal. And then you left because shaholech leveso tzarech lekoso. So now you have to say it when you leave the Shabbos on the halal field of his level. But even on Shabbos in the house of an avo, you still do say it. Ain't avelus for Shabbos. We know the rule is ain't avelus for Shabbos. Ain't avo less pal shachus on the amud leisak nesus. And again, this is all different kind of minhag. Does the avo daven for the amud, which is normally the practice of an avo, so he can say more kaddish? Is the minhag for him to daven for the Amud on Chanukah or not? Again, different shuls have many different customs before we even read this. But he says here that the Avol should not daven Shachris. Came in Shalom Halal because they're going to be in Halal. He's not supposed to say Halal. certainly not before Hesia. Aval Yachol Lahiyo Shach B'Minchol B'Marav. But he can be the Shlech Tiber for Minchol B'Marav because there's no Halal then. V'yishom She'in L'Yosha Shach Kal. Others say it's a Yontif the whole 8 days and he shouldn't daven for the Amud then either. So some say he shouldn't the chazan for Shachris Mincha or Ma'ar. Some say he just shouldn't for Shachris. And that's the minhag. I think there may be places where the minhag is where he can be for Shachris too. They just change and someone else comes in and steps in for him for Hawa. So again, different practices. Everyone should go by the custom in his shul. Einon tachnen to kaschal v'lo menatzeich. So we don't say tachnen and to kaschal menatzeich. Chosh menatzei Chanukah on all 8 days of Chanukah. Vagam lo erev Chanukah v'mincha. And also the erev Chanukah the day we're full by mincha. Einon kelerach ha'payim v'shnei tzot sefer Torah. So before we take out the sefer Torah, we don't say kelerach ha'payim. We don't say that Zihi Ratzon that the Chazan normally says. We go straight into taking out the Torah, and we don't say the Zihi Ratzon after. So the leaning is from the parashas Nasa by the karbanos of the Nesiyim. Yishur Shemalachas the Mishkan Nigmar B'chafi the Kislev, because the Malach of the Mishkan was finished on the 25th of Kislev, and these talk about the karbanos. Yesh Matchilim Berachas Kohanim Mishum Shanis Nasa Yedei HaKohanim Yesh Matchilim Vayim Yom HaKalos Moshe. And again, different of opinion exactly where exactly we start from the leaning. Achar Kriya Omo Chati Kaddish, and after the leaning is done, we say Chati Kaddish like we do after any leaning. Okay, that ends the halachos of the sources for the mitzvah of Hanukkah and some of the halachos relating to the davening. Next time we'll continue with the laws of the actual lighting of the menorah.